Blog Talk Radio.
For sticking with me and for joining me on tonight on Blog Talk Radio on Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. And if you were joining me earlier, I'm so sorry. My lights went out. Just like that, I was in the middle of the message and my lights went out. So I thank you all for your patience. And I pray that this word that the devil didn't want you to hear will be a blessing unto your soul on tonight. Let's jump right back into it. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for this ministry on tonight, Lord God. I thank you for being with us and for showing up on tonight. Thank you, Lord God, that you're going to minister specifically to somebody's heart on tonight, just because the devil didn't want it to be. But we bind him on tonight, and we loose the Spirit of God in this atmosphere on tonight in the name of Jesus. Once again, thank you, thank you, thank you for your patience. I truly appreciate it. And if you were with me earlier, of course you know that tonight's message is a school of hard knocks. The foundational text comes from Luke 15, verses 11 through 20, and I will be reading from the NIV. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out as a citizen of that country. And he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of the hired servants.'" So he got up and went to his father. Again, tonight's message is entitled "The School of Hard Knocks," and that's a title that we all can relate to, because I'm sure that we all have done something disobedient, something that caused us to learn the hard way, where we could have just listened to our parents, listened to God, and learned the easy way. But we chose, for whatever reason, to learn the hard way. We chose to enter the School of Hard Knocks. According to the Cambridge English Dictionary, if you learn something from the School of Hard Knocks, you learned it as a result of difficult or unpleasant experiences. In tonight's foundational text, we see a young man anxious to receive his share of his father's estate. If he would have just waited, but you know what, if he would have just waited and learned to appreciate what he already had, everything he wanted would have eventually been given to him anyway. But he got anxious. Like many of us, he got anxious and couldn't wait. Though the Bible tells us, be anxious for nothing. Philippians 4 and 6. How many of us have ever ignored that command from God to be anxious for nothing? We get anxious and we want what we want. And what makes it so bad, we want it right now. He got anxious, and as a result, he goes to the Father for what I believe is not the first time, and asks to be given his share of the estate. The reason I believe this young man had approached his father more than once, pestering him. You know how children do. If you're a parent on tonight, you know how children do. He was pestering his father about his share of the estate. And based on his father's response, I believe that he kept on pestering him and kept on pestering him. In the text, the younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." So he divided his property between them. Just like that, he divided his property between them. He doesn't object or try to talk some sense into his young son, but he just gives in. Though what he was about to give his young son was out of season, he gives in. Though it was out of season, it was not his time to receive the inheritance, his father gives in and gives it to him anyway. There comes a time when a parent will stop talking. There comes a time when a parent will stop talking, hear me on tonight, and give in and allow you to learn the hard way. There comes a time when a parent will stop talking, give in, and allow you to learn the hard way. The father stopped talking and gave in. He allowed his son to pack up, leave his house, and go out into the world. Sometimes you get what you asked for, and it's not something you needed just yet. Sometimes you will get exactly what you asked for, and it'll be out of season. So out of season, it's not something that you need just yet. Sometimes life can teach you a lesson you wouldn't have learned because of stubbornness any other way. Many of us are guilty of treating God like the young man, like the young son treated his father in the text. We want all that God can give us now. We want it now. Anxious, we insist on receiving it now. What God has willed for us to receive later, because he's a good father and his timing is always perfect. He wished for us to receive it later, but because we're stubborn and anxious and just can't wait, we want it now. And how many know that sometimes God will just say, okay, step back and let you learn your lesson and give it to you now, because he knows you're going to come back to him crying, praying, needing him to help you get out of whatever you just got yourself in, because what you received was out of season. It was so out of season. Had you waited on God, everything would have been so much better. That's for somebody on tonight. Had you waited on God, everything, and I do mean everything, would have been so much better. Sometimes life can teach you a lesson you wouldn't have learned because of stubbornness any other way. Many of us are guilty, like I said, of treating God like the young man treated the father in the text. We want what we want now, anxious. We insist on receiving it now, though God has willed it for us later. You see, that thing that you wanted right now, you were going to get it anyway, but you were going to get it later. And I know some of you wish that you would have waited, but God. And like the young man in the text, often referred to as the prodigal son, many of us, because of our own bad decisions, have entered the school of hard knocks, and as a result, suffered through difficult, unpleasant experiences. In tonight's text, we see a young man, unexperienced at life, used to being at home with daddy. Used to being at home with daddy. What a shock the world can be when you've known so much of, you know, only your father's house and not much of the world. The world can be a shock when all you've known is your father's house. Hear me, young man, young woman, before you leave the comfort of home, be sure that's what you want to do. Be sure that's what you want to do and that this is the time for you to do it. Not only do you need to be sure that that's what you want to do, but make sure that your timing is a time of God and timing of God, and this is really what you want to do. Don't let your friends influence you, but be sure that this is what you, nobody else, you want to do. In the text, after the estate had been divided, money issued, Luke 15, verses 13 through 15. Not long after that, the young man got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. So he went and hired himself out. Things just continued to get worse and worse and worse in the text. He went and hired himself out. Not only did he get out of his father's house, but he went even further out than that. He hired himself out. Beloved, be careful what you do. Be careful on tonight what you do. You can get so far out there that it's literally hard, but not impossible, but literally hard to come back. And notice, his father was not there to pay his way out of trouble. His father was not there to pay his way out, to bail him out of this situation. On his own, with no money and no food, the son finds himself working a stinking job. Yes, he was. He was working a stinking job, working among the pigs. And some of you right now are working a stinking job, doing whatever it takes to make ends meet. You don't like your job. Your job is beneath your potential, but you're just doing what you have to do to make ends meet. You can only wish, like the prodigal son, that you had come to your senses and made some better choices for yourself. I need somebody to come to your senses and realize that it's your choices, the things you chose to do. Whether you want to hear it on tonight or not, it's the truth. It's the things that you chose to do that produced your current situation. Your actions, your behavior doesn't just affect you today, but tomorrow as well. Your actions, your behavior doesn't just affect you today. Don't let somebody fool you into believing that what you do today, in a couple of weeks, in a couple of months, in a couple of years, what you do today will be gone tomorrow. That's not so. Your actions, your behavior doesn't just affect you today, but tomorrow as well. Luke 15, verse 13, NIV. The younger son got together all he had, set out for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. The Message Bible says, there, undisciplined and dissipated, he wasted everything he had. Wild living, living without any kind of discipline, just doing whatever you want, partying, drinking, blowing out school, tests, family life and responsibility in general would take from you all you have. Hear me on tonight. It would take from you all you have. A word for somebody. Try not to worry about your child. Try not to worry about your child. They will have to pay for their actions. It won't kill them, but it will teach them. They will have to pay for their actions, their behavior, but it won't kill them, but it will teach them. Sometimes trouble becomes a teacher. Luke 15, verses 16 through 17, Message Bible. He was so hungry, he would have eaten the corn cobs in the pig slop, but no one would give him any. That brought him to his senses. See, what they go through will teach them. When nobody would give him any, when he was hungry and nobody would give him any, the word of God says that brought him to his senses. Everything your child is experiencing now will bring them to their senses. Everything your child is experiencing now will bring them to their senses. A lesson learned really is a lesson earned. The school of hard knocks. When the son came to his senses, he remembered how good he had it at home. And that's what's going to go on with your child. They're going to remember how good they had it at home. That's a word for somebody. He remembered how good he had it at home. He said, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and here I am starving to death. Number one, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz was right. There is no place like home. Number two, things at home are better than you think. That's for somebody. Things at home are better than you think. All his young life, the son was used to his father giving him what he needed. But now he was out on his own in a situation where no one would give him anything, not even a corn cob. Number three, people are not always willing to help you when you're down. People are not always willing to help you when you're down. His father gave him his share of his estate. He divided the money, and not long after that, he got his stuff together and went off and squandered his wealth, the money he had been given in wild living. Number four, money comes and money goes. So easily. Money comes and money goes easily. After he had spent everything he had, a famine came on the whole country. Number five, save money where you can because it's easy to slip into a famine. Save money wherever you can because it's easy to slip into a famine. The prodigal son was working hard among the pigs, and still he was hungry. Number six, hard work does not always afford you the lifestyle you're used to. Working hard among the pigs, he began to realize how privileged he was to be his father's son. Even his father's servant had more than enough under his care. Seven, hard work will humble you. Hard work will humble you. When he came to his senses, he said, I will sit down and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of the hired servants. So he got up and went to his father. Number eight, sometimes you need a fall in the mud in order to wake up and come to your senses. God says, not only are there some rebellious young people under the sound of my voice tonight, but like the prodigal son in tonight's text, who came to his senses, got up and went to his father, God says there are some rebellious adults as well who are living wild, living undisciplined, and they need to wake up, come to their senses, and return to their heavenly father. God says you've lived wrong so long that it is destroying your future. God says you've lived wrong so long it is destroying your future. Therefore, tonight, Father God, we come against that satanic spirit loose in so many lives. Satan is literally using the flesh of the undisciplined, the weak and immature to destroy them. Still in 2015, he wants to steal, kill, and destroy. He has no new agenda. Hear me on tonight. He has no new agenda. Not only do we come against his satanic methods, but we bind all the work of his hand, and we loose the peace of God over every confused soul tonight. We loose the peace of God over every confused soul tonight. Restore the mind of that young person that is determined to stay wild and wasteful with their life. Restore the mind of that adult that is determined to stay wild and wasteful with their life. Let a breakout of repentance invade their spirit. Let somebody somewhere feel remorseful. Let them feel restless until they fall on their knees tonight, God. Let them feel restless. Jesus, come in and save and change. Wake them up and reclaim that one calling out to you. in your name, in your matchless name. Amen. If there's anybody listening on the phone lines via Blog Talk Radio on tonight, thank you for sticking in there with me once again. If you desire prayer, press 1 and I will be glad to pray with you at this time. If you desire to see this footage again, just go to catch.me/prolificfire. That's catch, KATCH.me/prolificfire. And this message will be there along with a zillion others. This message will actually be the first one of a collection to come. Songs played tonight via Blog Talk Radio was Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Yolanda Adams. For prayer and private consultation, you can always call me at 865-408-8690. And I got a feeling somebody's going to call me tomorrow and say, Prophet Stacy, what happened to you last night? Well, let me tell you right now, my lights went out. Yes, it did. My lights went out. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you today?
Okay. You desire prayer.
Nice to speak with you.
Nice to speak with you as well. God bless you. Good night.
My name is Michael.
As I was saying, my lights went out, but to God be the glory. We pressed through, and I thank you for joining me on tonight. If you desire prayer, you can always prayer or private consultation. You can always call 865-408-8690, or you can visit the website at prolificfireministry.com. Follow me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Periscope at Prolific Fire, like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Join me next Monday. Join me next Monday, December the 28th, when the message will be, I see it all coming together, prophesying what I see through the Word of God via the Holy Spirit. Merry Christmas, everybody. I love you. Once again, thank you for joining. God bless you, Michael.